Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Jones Jet of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Wait till I'm ready. I like the audience to settle in a little bit. You know, they just kind of fucking, they start to dance a little bit with us. They go, oh shit, there's a vibe on the show today.
It's good.
It's a very special ass giving. And we are going to celebrate today, on today's show, by celebrating what we're most thankful for. Me.
Sure.
Great show planned today. Shannon couldn't get any guests, so... In an act of improv genius, I said, Shannon, you know what? Stop trying, bitch.
Thank you.
Stop trying. You're long overdue. Time to get you on the Real Ass Podcast and promote the thing as ding.
Oh, my bell.
You want me to go get it?
No, it's my bell for an edit. That's my edit bell. Give me my edit bell, please.
God damn it.
Thank you, Nate.
But I'm going to put it in front of Shannon.
No, you're not. It's my fucking edit bell. In fact, that's all is being edited out because I'm not going to be disrespected by my guest. My fucking... Bobby, who said cut the music? We're vibing.
I'm going to edit that.
Thank you. Put it in front of her, sure.
Put it in front of her.
You got to do
it. I appreciate it.
There we go.
You can attempt to
defend
yourself.
He's going to take it from me anyway. I can't.
Man, if I had the fucking thickness of Nate's mustache, how did you do it, Nate?
No, I'm not going to give you that secret. You already took the glasses. You're going to take my mustache as well.
Is that? I'm not taking a mustache. I need to find out how to thicken my mustache. It is very thin and wispy. And I thought, I was like, you know what? I've never let my mustache grow in for a while. And I figured maybe there was other hairs in between those follicles that were just waiting to sprout. No.
Late bloomers?
Yeah. Maybe something else happens, like more hair grows in between that hair somehow after a certain amount of time.
What if you use like a brown mascara?
Yeah, you have
and
to
it'll
fill,
fill in the spaces. No,
I'm not putting fucking makeup on my lips.
No one's going to know.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, women that I make out with when they walk away in a black fucking brown mascara over their lips.
Fair.
The lots and lots of women that I make out with, they fucking love me, the ladies lately. We're going to get into that today. All of the women that want to fuck me. It's awesome.
We've only got 90 minutes. How are we going to do it?
I'm telling you, man, these bitches, they throw it in the inbox. They just throw a little message like, hey, really like your stuff. I'm like, oh, this bitch wants it.
Yeah. She's damaged. She likes
it. She's fucking ready to go. Any girl who's ever inboxed me just realized. I immediately scroll through everything you've ever done, and I might have jerked off to them, to your photos. Don't inbox me if you don't want me to masturbate to your photos violently.
Oh, it's the worst when you click on their profile, it's just pictures of their kids.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. Sometimes the only bikini shot, they're holding their kid. You're like, ah, well, it's going to be a rough one.
You got to put your thumb over it.
Yeah.
Her.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today, okay? And no, I am actually excited to have both Shannon on the show and the incredible Nate from Australia, Doc Weeb Knight, usually the producers on the show. But we said, fuck it. You know what? Let's do a special Thanksgiving show. We're going to talk about what we're thankful for. We'll talk a little bit about the show, maybe what we could be doing better on the show.
Wait.
Yeah, wait. What do you think? Do you think that you guys, if I wasn't here, you wouldn't do anything?
No, I just suspect it's going to turn into you telling us what you think we could be doing better and not taking any onus.
I am not understanding what onus means.
All right. Yeah, I should have used a more simple word.
I don't have you to look it up for me, which is an issue. It's sort of an issue. We do have Bobby Hutch in the producer seat, which is our number one producer on the show. We don't fuck around or in the network. Bobby Hutch.
Now show them them titties.
That was a little loud.
Yeah, there he is.
Bobby, there we go. Keep that fucking, that's the Shannon cam. And Bobby, I'm not kidding about that. Let me see some cleavage, doggy. We're going to treat you the same way treat fucking Shannon. Otherwise, I think there's a lawsuit available. Less hair than Shannon, weirdly.
And way more obedient. Shannon never, if you would just like show me the cleavage.
That's not true. When I have cleavage to show, that's I true. Show
I
it.
Take it back. Shannon does show the cleavage. Other side, Lewis. But I think Bobby's put it down on the board anyway.
Can I tell a secret?
What's up?
I had a dream that Shannon snapped on us.
Oh, wow.
That we were in the room right there, and we were all harassing Shannon. And I don't remember what I said, but I said something mean to her, and she just flipped out and grabbed me by both tits and held me up against the wall screaming at me. It was the most demeaning, embarrassing.
Shannon, can we reenact that right now?
No, I don't have this. I'm vegan now. I don't have the strength.
Shannon, also looking fucking great. I'll tell you what, I play Fortnite. If you guys want to watch me stream on Twitch, I'm crushing it. I'm actually going to kill my Twitch channel soon. I'm going to be streaming to YouTube. I'm going to pay one of my staff members. It's going to be a new contest. We're going to turn this into a four-part mini podcast series where you guys will compete for $100 to put together my live streaming setup in my apartment.
Okay.
And it'll be a whole series where you guys could do different challenges, and the winner gets $100 and you get the honor to come to my home. And yeah, dude, I'll buy lunch that day. All
right.
And put together my streaming setup, because I'm going to switch to YouTube soon enough. But regardless, follow me on Twitch, PR Rattlesnake on Twitch. And I've been crushing it lately. One of my, or a few of my streamers have been talking about how hot Shannon has gotten. Pro player, shout out.
Thank
he
you.
Wants to eat your butthole, okay. Shannon. Look right at the camera. Tell him how you feel about that. Pro player.
I mean, I haven't been touched by a dude in a very long time.
But a woman?
Nope, nothing. By nobody. Mm. So that's a big jump from nothing to licking my asshole.
Mm. Dude, if that's not a show on this network, touched by a dude.
Why not? That'd be a fun show. They did that on. This is the problem with Ralph. Like, you know, at least I can hide behind the fact that it's a bit. Like, oh yeah, haha, hehe. We're telling jokes. Shannon's not dumb. I don't sexually harass her. Ralph actually does things where he's like, come on to the show. You win a chance to fuck Shannon, and it's like Shannon has to suck off some dude at the end of this fucking show.
In honesty, the first time it did work. It wasn't the winner that I ended up sleeping with, but it was a contestant. It worked. And that also 2 years. I'm almost to 2 years again.
Wow. And that was the last guy you fucked?
Mm-hmm. The last new guy. Then I went back to an ex, but it was in March. It'll be 2 years again.
Okay. But the water bottle on the table is in memory of that guy, John Cott.
It was really big.
Shannon, what if we do this? What if we do our own real-ass podcast? Because fine. SDR did something. It doesn't matter. Okay. We're going to fucking reimagine it. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to be our own version of The Bachelorette. Okay. Was that the pitch that Ralph gave to you initially?
No, the first one was Shannon Seeking Strange.
It's not just about dick, okay? This is also about connection. A little bit of taint, maybe some ass play, depending on how fucking crazy you get. Shannon, what I'm saying to you is this, okay? It's about having a connection with somebody, okay? And we could have contestants come in. They won't even come in at first, okay? What we'll do is we will fly out the top two suitors. At the end of it, we'll fly out the top two suitors. This will be a real-ass podcast, crazy thing. But you have to suck fuck the winner.
I can't. What if I don't actually have a connection with them?
Here's what I'm saying is you can actually be in charge of picking all of the suitors in the beginning.
Okay.
So you have to initially go like, all right, I'd be willing to at the very least suck fuck all eight of these guys that come in. And then the worst case scenario, you suck fuck the least of the guys that you liked.
Here's the issue. Because it's just like on a dating app or something. Like there could be a guy who's so hot, but then I meet him in person and he's like a dork. Or like some little thing about him I hate. So that's the issue. Like if he's so hot and everything's going great, but then I'm in person with him and I hate him, I can't guarantee the suck
that you're going to suck fuck him.
Yeah.
Can you hate suck fuck him?
No. Maybe, but I can't guarantee it.
Ah! Shannon, I'm not going to put together an entire fucking 8-week contest and go, I mean, this is a whole thing, dude.
I mean, I don't know. There'll be a winner.
Bro?
Listen, Palo.
Coba.
There could be like, you know, a whole like a prize package, and possibly the bonus would be
boner.
The suck fuck.
It's good. It's writing itself.
Boner. Boner. It's not a boner. It's a bonerous.
Boner content.
Bonerous.
Like onus.
The bonerous is on you.
There you go. Did it right.
How you feel now, mate?
Very impressed.
You know what? Gonna take off for the holiday? Are you fucking crazy? Do you think that's what I do? You think I take off? No, I go harder. Speaking of which, happy Skanksgiving, everyone. Wait, no sorry.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Assgiving, everyone. It's an edit, Bobby. Happy Assgiving, everyone. This is why the studio is so aptly decorated with, pieces of paper that you printed off the internet.
They're all homemade.
It's made with love.
Yeah.
Look
at Christopher Columbus up here. It's really good.
Christopher Columbus did a lot of good stuff for this country. And I hate the fact that people disparage his name because he slaughtered a few fucking savages. Okay.
I don't know anything about American history.
Oh, that's right. Everything I kept telling Nate, he's like, oh, well, what food would there be? I'm like, Thanksgiving food.
What the fuck?
You didn't know anything about Thanksgiving food?
Why would I know anything about Thanksgiving food?
Because we have the number one country in the world. I mean,
it's patently untrue.
Yeah, it is 100%. Look, Google right now. What's the number one country in the world, Bobby?
By what? What are you measuring?
Just Google the fucking statement.
Just look up what's the best country.
What's the number one country in the world? And there's probably an answer to this, and it's probably America.
I bet if you look up most livable cities, Australia beats
America. Not most livable. First of all, Australia's not a city, you idiot. It's a continent.
No, but I bet there are there are straight. Oh my god, I bet there are Australian cities.
Stupid ass Nate. Dumbass Nate doesn't understand that Australia's not a city. Wow. Thanks wow, everyone. What a dumb person that is.
I'm according, actually on Lewis's side.
According to Google, the number one country is Switzerland.
Oh, shit.
The number one country in what metric, though?
This is what I was just saying. Fuck you, Lewis.
I mean, but what are we talking about?
It's a nice city. That's all I'm saying.
It's a good city.
It's ridiculous.
It
if you put it all in, right? If you put everything into a fucking special computer on fucking, you build some sort of special algorithm on deciding what the best country is in the world. And this is everything. I'm talking about like food, culture, pussy.
Pussy.
All three of those things. Yeah.
To the computer.
Food, culture, and pussy, baby boy.
That's one thing for me.
Fucking Zach all day. We need to get Zach a less than Zach attack drop. See, my problem is this. A lot of people are complaining that I'm not getting Zach his due diligence. That was a great joke. It was hilarious. But
it's not worth stopping the flow for.
Worthy. I mean, fucking Zach's a monster. He doesn't say anything that's not funny. Okay. Mm. So what we need is I have my rattlesnake drop, which is when I'm just throwing great little punny, fucking brilliant, hilarious jokes.
Yeah.
When I throw a fucking a blizzard.
Zackle snake.
Yeah, should we do that? Zackle snake.
I would love to get a Zach, some sort of like Zackle snake thing.
I like it.
All right. We'll have to find a way to make it work.
Do you think that King Gizzard and the Lizard Gizzards would be upset if I started selling rattlesnake t-shirts with like little music symbols?
I think you should email them.
And maybe their face.
I think you should.
What about just King Gizzard shirts?
What if I start burning their CDs and selling them out of merch pop?
I bet if we reached out to them, you could probably just get them on the show and then just ask them on the show in the middle of it. They'll feel put on the
spot.
I'll
be very rude to them on purpose.
They're going to be here soon, actually.
What are they going to be in the studio?
No, in New York soon.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Do they play Rattlesnake every time? Because I'll go.
It's probably it's one of their biggest singles. They'll definitely play Rattlesnake.
I will go and I will talk loudly on my phone during every other song until they play Rattlesnake.
If they play Rattlesnake, Lewis will get on stage with a beer and sunglasses and be like, I'm here. And everyone's like, who the fuck is this guy?
Three people will be like, yeah.
Yeah, dude. I bet you some people would. Somebody went up to the singer and they sent me a picture of this. They took a picture in his face and they were like, this is the Rattlesnake guy.
That's so intense.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
We should make it like a fan hang.
I bet you he's heard it now. At this point, I bet you, because they're not really famous. I mean, are they?
They're pretty big. They're getting bigger, too.
Are they Australian?
Yes.
Of course they are. You fucking
We've had this discussion.
Go. How many Twitter followers does Rattlesnake have?
Rattlesnake, King Gizzard, and the Lizard Wizard.
How many Twitter followers do they have? Because I base everything off of Twitter followers. It's we did this a long time ago. We have to re-establish the formula. Success. The formula of success. It has to be Twitter. We have to, because it used to be Twitter followers.
It has to be Instagram.
Plus net worth minus age or something like that.
Right.
It made no sense.
Okay.
There should be a formula, though.
A formally?
Formally, we used to do things like that, but we should have a formula that...
Every time you fuck up saying something, it's her favorite thing.
She loves it. She loves me making mistakes, and this is why the show doesn't grow. In fact, you know what? Let's get into the state of the fucking podcast address even before
Lewis
we have
is really
dinner.
Drunk uncling this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he really is. Blah, 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 blah. Look up this.
Formerly.
All right. We're going to get into a lot of this.
They have. They don't have a Twitter, but the Instagram, they have 242,000 followers.
I respect them.
Yeah, there's not the heights of Lewis's, but
pull it up.
Good.
I want to see some of their pictures.
This prick's been stealing our music. It's a photo of you.
Well, is that him talking? Let's see. Go ahead.
This fest is never happening in every game because it was always a piece of shit. I was embarrassed to be a part of it. Giz Fest is never happening in every game because it's always Giz
Fest.
Giz Fest? Giz Fest.
That's not Giz.
Oh, they're talking shit on the Giz Fest?
Yeah, I guess they have an issue with Giz Fest.
Oh, shit. What if it was Skank Fest? I fucking fight that. I beat the shit out of that guy.
I mean, it's mostly.
That, let me see the fans. Is that them playing Rattlesnake? It probably is, right? Look how happy they are. Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake. That's what you do at the show, just sing that over every one of their songs.
Rattlesnake. 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 My problem with these guys, I'll turn it off. My problem with these guys are that I wouldn't like them. Like
as people.
People?
Yeah.
Why? They look like they're there for a good time. They look like a very like loose undershirt and fedora type of dudes.
They look like they, yeah, exactly. They just look like
they're just lads.
Ugh.
Just lads. They're just Aussie lads.
That's maybe because they're Australian, but that's like a thing over there. But like that lads. They'd have a problem with things that I say and do.
Maybe.
I would even have a problem with them. To be honest with you, they wouldn't like me, and in turn that makes me not like them.
You must get that a lot.
Hmm. Are they very politically correct in Australia?
Yeah. I mean it's probably not as bad as here. But there's elements of it.
No, you're way more politically correct there.
No. What are you basing that on?
Yes.
What are you basing that on?
All the comedian shits that I see there is always some fucking dumb lesbian.
You're basing that on Hannah Gadsby. You're basing it on one comedian.
No, the
everything I've seen is just fucking just lesbian comedians yapping
like
about
Jim
how guys
Jefferies
suck.
And shit.
He's a British comedian.
Oh, come on. He's Australian.
Fucking, he left so he could go do real comedy.
All right.
That's right.
Australians like whimsical shit.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, that other chick. Who's that little lesbian who's like, Dad's Google history.
What the fuck is that?
You never saw Dad's Google history?
What? All socks.
Oh, my God, dude. I literally thought I hated you for a year and a half now because I was based off of this. I was like, this is what Australia is. I hate him so much.
It's such dog shit.
Dude, oh, it's giving me such cringe. Fuck, you've never seen Dad's Google
history? No.
Did we not watch it on the show?
I don't know. I think you might have watched it on Skanks.
No way. Good.
Oh, God.
You've never seen this?
Oh, come on. Already that's not a fair sample.
Doggy.
You know.
First of all, you are fucking literally 15 minutes
from being that.
You know, and a little bit of fucking hair gel away from being this.
That's true, actually. I would wear those shorts.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Oh, she's making me so angry. Even the way she's standing there is making me angry.
Oh my God!
No,
it.
Please.
Why is it no volume, Bobby? Why don't we do a volume? You're supposed to be the best producer at the network.
Yeah, I don't know why this is not.
Is the page
audio
muted, Bobby?
Wow! Yeah, the page is muted. Wow, Shannon! Wow! Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
Now show them them titties.
Get a black person drop.
I don't usually work on this computer.
Wow.
Yeah. I got beans, thank you. Greens, who mutes potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs,
we've got it.
Dogs,
who mutes Facebook?
Who mutes?
Who mutes? I said mutes.
He said mutes. What a fucking idiot. Holy shit, dude, you're dumb.
Fucking Bobby mutes in the booth.
Fuck out, man.
Moot the boot, Bobby in the booth. Wow.
The boot. What are you saying?
Wow. What a dummy, huh, guys?
Moot the boot.
Come on, everyone. Pile on. Moot. What a fucking moron.
I think Bobby's doing a fine job.
He thinks they're doing
a fine job.
Edit that out. You're not going to fucking cross me and directly go against what I say right after I say it. Shannon, you did a great job cooking Thanksgiving dinner. This is all cooked, correct?
Yeah. It's all homemade.
It's all homemade because it looks packaged.
I mean, I had to get it here somehow.
So you bought professional deli packaging.
Yeah, just the best for the Real Ass Podcast.
Different types of packaging too.
Yeah, well, I ran out.
Seems like it was almost different places.
No, of course not.
Absolutely not.
100% all from the same place.
She sent me photos.
Let me smell your fingers. I want to see that they were cooking.
My gosh, I washed
my
hands.
Let me smell your finger, Shannon. That's pretty good. Shannon's fingers smell nice. Yeah. Sorry. So, Shannon, what did you cook for us here today?
So we have...
Bobby, put on the number one Thanksgiving song in the country while we do this, please. Thank you.
We have, of course,
turkey. Hold on. We need a Thanksgiving song.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bobby, if you were funny, it would just be the sounds of Indian people being slaughtered.
Just look that up.
Yeah. I'm sure we can get that on the soundboard. That'd be great.
Sounds of Indian. No worries. That's them.
What is this?
That's Indian people now.
It sounds like the first Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's just after.
All right, you guys landed. Bobby, all right. No, this is not another. This is a great song, by the way. I do love the song, but no, even better. Let's do some traditional American Indian music. How about that? Since we're respecting Indian culture and American culture today.
Okay.
This is what a Thanksgiving is all about, dude.
You got it. You have to explain it to
respect
me.
Indians.
Okay.
Okay. So while Bobby puts on some... There we go.
This is really great.
That's cool.
So, white
by
woman.
The power of the sun, the white man has come. Shannon, she brings us many great delicious foods.
Woman,
pre-packaged.
Woman with two big dead beavers on her chest.
Beavers.
The beavers. Woman who arrived with two dead beavers strapped to her chest.
The white woman with the rotten boulders.
I put my ear to the ground and I could hear. Oh, there's
cometh from the island of Staten with many great gifts.
What did you bring us, Shannon?
Okay, so there's the traditional.
Man, if Soda was here, that would have been. We would have fucking. Wow. Imagine Dan Soder. Imagine this was Bonfire, and here's what I do really well. I set up bits really, really, really well. Like, I'm a bit fucking genius, right? And then I throw it out, and fucking... And Zach's just a zing guy, and he really did good. It was good, you know? I did an okay thing, you know? It was funny. We had a moment, but...
It would have been 20 minutes.
If Big J and Soder here, it would have been the rest of the show, them going, oh, Shannon, the Big J, hee ho 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 ho.
Nate would have gotten some.
Christine really, really fucking is a fucking, just a fucking donkey. Just a fucking mule that they fucking bring around a fucking hee and ha. They feed her a carrot before every show.
Well, it's a good one, Dan.
Whatever, dude. Go work on the fucking bonfire. You can't because you're an immigrant.
You saying this to me?
Get out.
What did I do? I could work on the bonfire, by the way. I'm legally allowed to work in this country.
What is this? Is this more American? This does not sound...
Sounds like Enya.
Yeah, this is not as good. Bobby, can we go more like a hey, how are ya? Hey, how are ya? Hey, 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 yeah, like a...
That's pretty cool.
I like this. It's kind
it's
of
like
fun.
A workout track.
Are there any hot Native Americans?
I bet there are hot Native Americans. Look, she has a one-track mind. What a fucking horny whore.
I feel like my sex drive is coming back a little bit.
Oh, dear.
I will fuck you.
Thank you.
That's the music we're doing.
It's the sound of Lewis
Shannon,
making
so imagine love. Me on top of you just fucking...
Shannon has one tear going down her eye.
Because I threw my garbage into her.
Oh, it's so gross.
It really is.
Do you wear the glasses during sex now?
Yeah, Bobby, get in close. Let me show Shannon what it looks like. Fucking shoulders are looking good, right?
Oh, look, fucking Shannon, there's just all different animals watching.
It's repulsive. It really is.
I lick your face. I do a lot of face licking during it.
Do you really? Look at your facial hair. It is just so thin.
It really is.
It's fucking dope, doggy.
It looks like a blur.
It looks like a 13-year-old's.
Don't mind them. My glasses are crooked. I stepped on them trying not to show my belly.
These were different glasses. These are my favorite of them, all the large yellow.
Yeah.
Do you have my sunglasses that you bought?
Shannon, while we're listening, the spirits are fucking singing to us right now. Can you please describe what you brought to us for our Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes, I would love to.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes. So I brought the traditional roasted turkey with gravy.
Nice.
I brought sweet potatoes, a
Did
little
you just
bit
bring
of
a portion of the turkey? Where's the turkey?
I couldn't carry it all. I have to take the bus here.
That is weird.
How can I carry the whole turkey?
Take a bus here, Shannon?
Yeah, I take the express bus from Staten Island.
It's a goddamn nightmare.
I take two buses to get here.
You take two buses?
Yeah. When it gets like crowded traffic like this, it takes almost 2 hours to get here.
At least when you get here, you're treated with respect, though.
I mean, that's the most important thing, yes.
Hey, Bobby, you stupid whore, did I say stop the music?
It's switching songs.
You dumb fucking big-titted pig.
It's switching songs.
Keep the music going.
It's going.
Please treat Bobby as we treat Shannon, everyone. At any moment, just chime in and really just attack. It's great. It's free. Shannon, do me a favor. Shannon, treat Bobby as you are treated. Real quick, go ahead.
You're so stupid, Bobby. Do better.
Oh my god. Fat pig. Shannon.
What?
I'm so sorry, Bobby. This is what they say to
How
me.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry.
Do better, you fat pig.
Hey, fucking Bobby, get your fucking past your prime pastel pussy to work.
Awful.
Bobby, I'm glad your boyfriend used to hit you.
You probably deserved it, you stupid bitch. You
fucking fistful of disco fries in the back of the head. You fucking asshole, Bobby.
Still hurts me.
Fucking dire trash.
You look at those fucking titties out. Hey, Bobby, you want to pull out that tit jar? I'll give you a little tip at any moment, all right? Don't you worry.
So roasted turkey with stuffing. There's a... broccoli and green beans, or what do you call them? String beans. I feel like no one calls.
You should
them
be playing. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon?
Macaroni and cheese salad and pumpkin pie.
Mm. Okay, all right, sweet lady. Do me a favor and serve us.
Lady.
Can we get Eric to serve it?
We can if you want. Figure no. it. I bet he would too. Eric's a little bitch. Watch God. He'll listen to a woman.
I feel like he's gonna make a big mess though. Do you want to hear us?
This
out
is nice. I don't think he can hear us out there.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. He should be fucking responding to merch emails right now. Let him work.
Yeah, okay. He's gonna.
Do you really want
job.
Me to serve?
Eric's busy getting insulted by people who don't have $6.99 in their bank account. You fucking piece of shit.
All right. Yeah, I want to be served, Shannon.
Oh my god. All right.
What are we doing here? I mean, well, you could have Bobby serve us technically.
I feel bad.
Yeah, Bobby, you know what? You dumb fat bitch, get in here. Get that chunky ass in here. Bobby, when I met you, you were way skinnier and hotter. You should just know that.
What am I serving?
The food. Bobby started dancing for all the audio listeners. He's trying to serve us in a dance competition. It's psychotic what just happened. I want everyone to know that.
It's just like what I would be doing. I know there are no serving utensils. I forgot that.
This is a nightmare.
I'm sorry.
What? Nightmare Before Thanksgiving. That'd be a cool movie, dude. They should do a sequel. Edit that. That wasn't a good one.
Nope. Especially because you did the timeline in your head and Thanksgiving is actually in between.
Shut the fuck up. Everyone shut up. That turkey looks fucking very homemade and delicious, Shannon.
Thank you. I worked very hard.
Very excited.
On it.
Do me a favor, Bobby. Serve me first. I'm the leader here.
Yeah,
and I'm
I think
the
that's only appropriate. Daddy eats first.
Exactly.
Daddy gets the big piece of chicken.
It's true. I used to hate my in my family, they would give me the turkey leg on Thanksgiving. And they convinced me that I liked turkey legs. Mm. They convinced me that I wanted the dark, shittiest piece of meat.
It's not, no, the dark isn't bad.
To be honest with you, turkey sucks. Turkey sucks. There's a reason nobody, you don't go to a restaurant and even see turkey on a menu. It's so rare that it's always chicken, duck, some other fucking bird. When do you see turkey on a fucking menu?
Only around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, that's it.
You eat that all the time.
That's your favorite sandwich is a turkey sandwich. It's true. Bobby's in here.
Yeah, I edit or I eat a turkey sandwich.
Like, you eat it all. It's your favorite sandwich.
But I'm talking about.
You edit a turkey sandwich. What do you do?
But I'm talking about.
edit that sandwich till it's in my tummy.
I'm talking about turkey like this. Like, just sliced turkey. Actually, this is actually sandwich meat, Shannon. Shannon.
No, it's of course not. I just slice it very thin.
Wow, yeah, very thin.
Shannon, this is just sandwich meat, Shannon.
No, it's not true. I just slice very thin. I have a deli slicer at home. I'm Italian.
Yeah, it's true. She sent me a video of her doing it.
Yeah.
You don't have to serve me. I'm okay.
You also don't have to serve me. I don't eat any of that. But thank you.
Shannon doesn't eat.
You're not eating Thanksgiving food, Nate? This is a whole thing, dude.
I'm not,
he's disrespecting our country.
I guess, if that's what it is, yeah.
That's perfect.
Do we have any fucking quail?
I need nothing else.
Do we have any quail meat?
I need nothing else.
Some more mac and cheese, in fact. If you just put the pie on top of the mac and cheese.
Yes, just turn the pie upside down on top of it.
Help yourself, Bobby.
No, no. I'm sorry. Whores don't eat on my show.
That is a rule. He said that whore many times.
Bobby, you're looking a little chunky. You're not putting more food into that whores gullet. Sorry. Sorry. Be pretty and dainty and then maybe come back and have a little bit of food.
You got it.
It's difficult to watch.
Bobby, you can have some broccoli
salad
and some of that salad. No dressing.
I've just got onions on it.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby, onions are actually good for your digestive system. And
come on.
You need to. I'm just saying, look. Why don't we do this? Let's get some plugs out of the way. All
right.
Okay. Bobby, you do the plug music, though. You have to do the plug music.
Well, there it
there
is.
We go. Wow. Wow, he listens. He listens to the show. Wow, everyone. Let's get it going. Nate, what do you got to plug, my brother, besides your services on the dark web?
Yeah.
What else can they get from you?
Not plugging on this show, by the way.
Plugging it.
You can follow me everywhere at Middlebrow, LOL. We're trying to produce a fair amount of sketches. The latest one has Karen Margolis in it. There was a really good one with Ian recently.
Oh, hot.
Short. She's also very funny.
No.
No. All right. Nope. Sorry, Karen. You're
no,
not.
She is, but I've never seen her on stage. So hot. Whatever. There was a photo of her on Instagram recently. There's a new one. I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to. God damn.
It'd be great if you, like, fucked her before you go on tour with Kurt.
Just oh, I'd let him smell fire. I just rub my dick on his face. Like, you know what that is?
Oh, my God.
Do you know what that is?
I used to do that smell. I used to know that smell.
What? Is that Karen? Is that Karen on your dick? He starts kissing it. Yeah. I missed you, Karen. I miss it.
It's going to be a good tour.
Kurt started dating my dick.
But what?
Because if I fuck Karen, I would just...
Your dick has a black eye and a fucking cast on.
I fell down the stairs.
All right. Next, Shannon.
Did you finish me?
Yeah, I'm done. Who cares?
Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is, Ding. On Gas Digital Network, we talk about relationships, bad
edit
dates.
That. Edit that. Shannon's blog.
Bad dates, ghosts, and fight stories. And follow me on Instagram.
There's no direction on that show.
No, it's so much fun.
Why don't you just say it's just about me? It's about Shannon. What do you like? No, the things
have,
you like?
It's a segment. We have three segments.
When you give it...
It's very much known that it's just about Shannon, too. It's not a secret. It's
self-indulgent.
I know, but it's like your elevator pitch for it is confusing as fuck. You're like, it's just about love, relationships, fight stories, ghosts. It's about Tahitian furniture.
You literally discuss everything black people talk about.
Not magic.
Relationships, ghosts, and fights.
It's about pit bulls. It's about Section 8.
Conspiracy theories.
My auntie being the best cook in the world.
Follow me on Instagram at Shannon Lee.
Who that bitch thinks she is?
Gotcha. Oh, no, she didn't. It's called Oh, No, She Didn't. That's a good name for a podcast, by the way.
I'm sure that's a podcast.
Look it up right now. And, Oh, No, She Didn't. Shannon, will you change the name of your podcast if it's not already taken?
No, I love the name of my podcast.
Let me have to hit the bell every time someone says, Oh, No, She Didn't.
Oh, No, She Didn't.
I'm sorry, Shannon. I spoke over your plugs.
Find out if that's a podcast. Oh, No, She Didn't. And then if it is, pull up 7 minutes in exactly. On the dot. 7 minutes in. Oh, No, She Didn't. All right. Anything else, Shannon?
Okay, can you follow me on Instagram?
Long fucking
please?
Plugs, by the way. Wow. I mean, this bitch is just taking the opportunity to fucking plug away. Plug a Ruski. Go ahead, Shannon.
Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Please. Thank you. That's all.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network. Zach Migos, Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics watching horror movies, having a good time. And Capital Wrestling is now on the Gas Digital Network every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Check it out. I'm really, really proud of what we're doing. It's really fun.
Now, you guys call me a narcissist. Bobby Kelly makes his fucking producers do his plugs. I should still be shoving food into my face right now.
Can you do your plugs?
And, you know.
Do you want us to do your plugs?
Fine.
Okay, you can.
I did offer to you very early on, and you said you didn't want me
but
to.
But you were rubbing your ass on my dick at that time, and I was like, I was distracted, Shannon. Okay. That's what she tries to do every time she wants something from me. She starts to fucking rub her butt on my dick, and I'm like, Shannon, what do you want? I know what you're doing right now. And then we never get there, because we end up having passionate, deep sex.
Just because she didn't wipe that day?
Shut up, Zach. She's not wiping shit on me, okay? Lots of stuff coming up, guys. Luis J. Gomez presents. LuisJGomez.com is my website. Go there. Grab tickets for any of my live shows. Kalamazoo, Michigan's coming up. Detroit's coming up. Boston's coming up. Los Angeles, Legion of Skanks live at the Comedy Store. That's happening. Myself, Big J. Dave Smith. Podcast is already sold out. Stand-up show featuring Tim Dillon, Shane Gillis, Mike Feeney, and more. Many other special guests are going to be happening. It's basically every time we go to the Comedy Store, it's a little mini skank fest that night. We don't fuck around, guys. We have a party. We get fucked up. We get drunk. We do drugs. We fucking touch each other. We try to find kids to molest. It's a fucking crazy time. Go to thecomedystore.com. Grab your tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you right now, New Year's Eve. I've never been New Year's Eve in Los Angeles. I love Los Angeles. It is a second home to me. So please come out and support that. Skank Fest Houston is happening March 27th through 29th. Houston, Texas, secret group. We just locked down two more amazing comics yesterday that I'm so, because I was feeling like, all right, dude, we have the best lineup in the world possible. Oh my God, obviously we bring fucking 100 of the best comedians in the world together. But every time we do this, I go like, fuck, I want another name. I want another big guy. I want somebody else for people to be more excited about. And yesterday, two came through and I was like, holy shit. It might be the best lineup we've ever had at Skankfest. Also, the secret guests and the specialty shows that we're doing, things that we can't even announce, are going to blow your fucking mind. It's March 27th to 29th. It's going to be my birthday weekend. Please come fucking celebrate. Don't wait, bitches. December 9th, tickets go on sale. Skankfest.net is the website. Grab your tickets and come to fucking Skankfest because it's the number one party in the world. Make it your vacation this year.
My goal is to be in good enough shape by Skankfest to wear cut off jean shorts and cowboy boots.
God damn.
That's my goal.
Mine too.
I'm going to wear that now just to fuck with you, to take your outfit. Same way I did to Nate. Like, sorry, Shannon.
Like a little rainbow plaid shirt. Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, get on the fucking mechanical bull. We're doing a mechanical bull.
Really?
That's fun.
That's great.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Also, I'll tell you right now, GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website you guys should subscribe to. Turn the music off. It's okay. I'll do a fucking heartfelt plug right now. Here's the deal. We have every show that we've ever done here. Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show. The thing is, 21 shows on the network. Jamie Josta Show, Tommy Dreamer Show, Dave Smith's Part of the Problem, SDR Show. We have, the most incredible lineup of talent in the world. There's no other podcast network that has anything close to what we have. Fucking, not only that, I mean, then these new and upcoming shows, Kim and Alex, their fucking show is incredible. Broad Topics. Godfrey Show is blown the fuck up, dude. It's becoming a huge show right now. It's become one of the biggest shows on the network. It's such a fun. Michael Malice, unfucking believable, dude. Michael Malice's show is huge. You guys have no idea. We love what you guys do. If you guys want to watch streaming content, you don't need to go anywhere else. You don't need any other fucking platform, nothing. You have everything at your fingertips on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use a promo code RAP. I'm telling you right now, this really helps us out. You guys, here's what you have to understand. We're really committed to making sure this network is fucking great. Growing out great talent, growing out great shows, continuously reinvesting into the shows, making the fucking talent and the podcasters happy, making sure that they want to put out really, really great content. But we do need your support. We need your support, guys. The more you guys subscribe, the more you guys help out, we reinvest that back into the network. We've made major upgrades to the website, major upgrades to the customer service side. The Legion of Skank stream is back up and running. A lot of the things that happen on the back end, we're able to make that happen. So thank you so much for supporting. If you guys use the promo code RAP, you get a 14-day free trial. See if you like it. See if you dig all the content. And you save $1.50 a month. It's only $7 a month. All these Patreons are $5 a month, every single one of them. You get over 8,000 hours of on-demand content at your fingertips. Use that promo code RAP. All right. Roger's up.
Lewis was so passionate, he was slowly stroking one piece of broccoli. Like, he was literally just patting a piece of broccoli.
Like an evil genius. Touching it.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and talk about Mr. Alpha, which I love. Mr. Alpha, what a cool fucking website. This is where I'm getting all of my stuff for all of my manly friends this holiday season, including you, Zach. You're getting some Mr. Alpha gifts. Don't you worry.
Ooh.
Mr. Alpha is the one-stop shop lifestyle brand for the modern man. Okay, go to MrAlpha.com. That's MRALPHA.com. They make it easy to look and feel good. They have apparel, nutritional products, hair care products, and everything you need to stay ahead of the pack. You want to look good. You want to feel good. You want to be a fucking alpha male. This is the way you're going to do it, okay? They have gym apparel, outdoor exercise, lounging around at home apparel, hair care products. If you have hair, you fucking cocksuckers, why'd you put this in the copy for me? I Shannon did that on purpose, by the way. I know she did it. She's like, they got a hair care products. They got a son that lives with them full time. They got everything.
If you have hair or care about someone other than yourself, what the fuck is this?
They really do have amazing hair care products. So they're all made in FDA registered facilities and utilize proprietary formulas to give your hair a healthy look and feel. The skincare products, I started using the anti-aging moisturizer for the face, and it's making my whole face look younger. They have an eye repair serum as well. I used to have bags under my eyes. Zach, every time I come into the studio this week, you'd be like, dude, your eyes look fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, I can't. I just want
to
kiss you.
You keep on trying to kiss me, and I'm like, dude, why? Is it probably Mr. Alpha? Yeah, okay.
Now I just have to kiss your bag.
Right now, okay, all you got to do is go to MrAlpha.com. This is a great holiday idea, okay? MrAlpha.com, you're going to save money. You want to save money this holiday season. You save 20% off your entire order at MrAlpha.com when you use the promo code RAP20, RAP20, MrAlpha.com. Go do that right now, motherfuckers. And yeah, this is a great gift for your friends, family, whoever it is, the dude in your life that you want to impress. MrAlpha.com has got that gift. All right, let's get back into it. So, Nate.
Yeah.
What happened with the koala?
Well, you know what happened with the koala because I sent you a text this morning.
Well, I'm just telling you, I was setting up for the fans, you fucking literal asshole. Yeah, I know. Yes, obviously.
Well, I thought you wanted to go to the text.
No, never mind them. Forget it.
Well, let's go to the text.
No, forget it. Don't forget it. I don't know
how to host a show. It died. It died. It's dead now.
I don't know how to host a show. Right?
Is that
where did it go?
Pardon?
Did koalas go to heaven? It's like old dogs go to heaven. Is that an Australian movie?
That's the Australian version of it. Yeah, we have that. Do all koalas go to heaven? But yeah, he's Lewis the koala, which was his name. Has
L-E-W-I-S.
I would have felt more connected to this koala had I known that.
I told you on that, but you were too busy making the noise of it burning to death while I told you that what its name was, that you weren't listening to me. But yeah, he's passed on, unfortunately.
Was it from the injuries or was it something else?
When the truck hit it.
What else happened? Old age?
Yeah, he just passed away. No, it was the injuries, unfortunately. It was the horrible burns.
Did they put him to sleep or did he just like... until he died.
I'm pretty sure they eventually had to euthanize.
Well, the problem was that nobody speaks koala, so he was screaming to be put to, like, kill me. If you could translate koala, that's sort of like a koala translator. It was kill me, please. I'm burning, please. The pain, please. Anything would be better than this, please. But they just heard blah blah blah.
Yeah,
Zach, you do a better dying koala again.
That's really what it sounded like. It was tragic. But yeah, he's dead.
Do we have any video of his final moments?
They didn't film the final moments, no. Unfortunately.
If you had some cranberry sauce, Shannon, this would probably be a perfect meal.
Sorry. I'm glad you enjoy the rest of it.
You needed to put a little cranberry sauce. You need to mix it in, right?
A little bit.
And then just get a little bit of sweetness.
Sorry.
That's it. You know, it's fine.
Look, there's pumpkin pie if you want something sweet.
No, you're not going to make... I was joking before, Shannon. We mix pumpkin pie into their fucking meal.
No, I mean like as something sweet.
To be honest with you, it would probably be pretty decent. It wouldn't even be that bad. If you threw pumpkin pie into this meal right now, it'd be fucking dope. God damn it, my glasses won't stay straight.
It's not good.
Well, we have a new burnt animal friend.
Oh my God.
Is there a new burnt animal?
There is. It should be.
I sent in something for the show. It did work.
I forwarded it to you, Bobby.
Yeah, it's an Instagram post. It should be cool.
We have a new animal to root for.
Is he living?
Oh! His name is Phoenix.
How's the food, Lewis?
His name is Phoenix. They found him like that. They don't know what happened.
Holy shit, dude. Did he try to fucking...
Go back to that first one.
It's pretty bad. Look at the eyes. I hate this.
Hey, guys, you like my bow tie?
What the fuck is this?
He's burned.
Did somebody put a firecracker in his mouth?
I don't know. They don't know what happened to him. He was found like that. They are currently patching him up.
They're trying to get He-Man to fight him. currently haunting children's dreams. What the fuck?
In a way, like, because he's a dog and he's, like, happy, you're like, oh, little guy. But then imagine waking up to that giving you kisses.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God, dude.
Good morning, Dad.
Is he in pain?
No, he's got a bow tie. He's happy.
He's fine.
We don't know. His lips are burnt off. He looks like he's always smiling.
Yeah.
He looks like Fire Marshal Bill. He's the Fire Marshal fucking...
He gives kisses?
Look up fire.
Is there another one?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, please, oh, dude. Man. Stop it.
Look at his eyes.
There's he's no a lips. Demon oh. from hell.
Thank God, that's what thank God he's me, got I... that jacket so he's not cold.
And his nose is completely gone.
It's just so sad.
Did somebody, like throw his ball into the sun?
Yeah, that's what happened. And he just kept running.
Just kept going until he fucking...
Wow.
One bull said water and one said gasoline. He's a stupid dog and can't read.
There he is.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, dude. That's the...
It really is just a
reminder. Is there a video of this dog? There must be video of this dog.
I haven't found any. I was looking this morning.
I mean, look, God bless the soul.
They raised a bunch of money for that dog, apparently.
Yeah, tons.
Yeah.
Did someone adopt him?
They tried.
No, they're still fixing him. I don't think he's...
What is a dog going to do with money?
To fix
it. Just buries it. Like, this is pointless, guys. I've got to be honest with you.
They just keep giving it to the burnt dog.
Jesus Christ. He's eating the money. Okay.
Well, he likes it, I guess.
The best part is they named the dog Phoenix because he's rising from the fire.
Right.
Oh. Seems a bit cruel.
It does.
Mm.
What's better than fucking meat face? Hey, no nose. How about Phoenix?
That's fucking horrifying.
That's terrifying.
They found him like that. Where'd they find him? Do we know?
I didn't see. I couldn't find. I just said that he was like. I think somebody picked him up.
All right. Well.
Be a good
That ruined my year.
Good.
That fucking horrifying thing.
But you don't
my
care
year.
About animals. Yeah.
He said he loves pets, but they hurt.
It's not that I don't like animals. It's just that I just, you know, I feel the love of my child every day, Shannon. You know, if that was my son, that picture, and he was burnt like that on his face, I'd be fucking horrified right now. Easily.
Yeah. We all would. Everyone would be horrified if that was your son.
Exactly.
It would be terrible.
Exactly.
It's not what a statement.
Yeah, it's just that I don't have the same sort of...
He wanted to be a pizza man, not a pizza man.
That's a Zach attack.
Oh, it really is. Oops, sorry. Sorry.
Zach attack. Lewis is just hitting the drop so he can shovel food into his face. He's like, what's the longest drop?
Notorious!
<It's> not-
you have to pick a long one.
You have to get...
Crossroads.
Got it. Hold on.
I am.
Oh, yeah. This drop is minutes.
In a world.
Listen to the sound of fucking eating. It's disgusting.
It's like what that dog sounds like when he eats.
That's what that sounds like when he blinks. Every time he blinks, it's...
He hasn't got lids. He can't blink. He didn't have eyelids. It's just open. Sleep. That's why if you got it to guard your apartment, it'd be fucking awesome. Can you imagine trying to rob a place and that just... Even if
it's oh, my God, late. It's the devil! The devil!
You would get dude, fucking three black guys trying to rob that house.
Holy shit.
Look at the teeth. Oh, my God. That's horrifying.
Imagine trying to eat bologna with that dog. That's, you know, when people throw food on the dog's face.
Yeah. You can't tell. Yeah. It's an improvement.
I mean, they should get that dog into, like, maybe dog fighting. That'd be a marketable fucking dog fighter. Just other dogs just fucking run away.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying to Zach, the reason I'd be hesitant to adopt, it must be so traumatized. Like, if you just hit a lighter near it, it would just flip.
It would just, not again! Just attacks anybody in an orange t-shirt. Yeah.
You know when dogs are sleeping, they kick their legs, like, oh, he's playing. And he does it, they're like, oh, he's killing other dogs in their dreams.
Welcome to Animal Planet, bitch!
That's a Freddy Krueger of dogs. What did this dog do in its past lives that it deserved this fate? And at what point do you not just kill that dog?
Well, it's not in pain.
He looks happy.
He has to be in pain.
It's not in... It's all healed.
No, there's no way, dude. People say that burn victims, they're in pain for the rest of their lives.
Really?
Yeah. Find that out, Bobby. I don't know. I might have made that up.
Yeah, I think that's bullshit.
There's a good chance I just made that fact up.
Be careful. There was one episode where he asked me to work out how time travel works, Bobby. So be ready.
And he didn't. I want to point that out. That was, I was going to bring that up on the State of the Podcast address today, that you didn't work out time travel on that episode when I asked you to. Or at least give me a fucking clear understanding of it.
Yeah, every post was like, there's no clear understanding of time travel. It's not real. You just finished that. Oh my god.
Oh god.
Edit that out.
No, that's the dog
blinking.
No. another joke.
Breathing. No.
Can we get the dog as a guest on the show?
You'd say
just sits there. That'd be great.
Sad.
That is sad. I can't believe we don't have a video of that dog. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. All right. What else to talk about today? We have a lot on. I need new glasses now.
What did you do to them?
I don't know. They're just a little off. And then I put them straight. And then 5 minutes later, they're off again.
You might have to adjust the bridge piece.
You need to fucking shut up. Oh, sorry, Shannon. You're a guest. I think I'm a heart attack. I think.
I'm
a heart attack. What, Bobby? I see your face.
I just have a thing on an update on the pain of the burn victims. It says 55% report that pain interfered with their daily lives.
Yeah, but those five, they're trying to sue. I get it.
That's what it is.
There's some scamming fucking burn victim. Scam that burn victim. I get it. That's what I would do too. But yeah, dude, I'm in crazy pain all the time. Pay me my fucking money, Bic.
Bic?
Lighter company.
Lighter company. I guess you mispronounced bitch.
No, it's a lighter company.
I forgot how to read, Bic.
All right. Look, we have a lot to talk about, and I feel bad for the koala. All right. I'm not going to hate. But they're pretty far down. Pretty far down on my list of.
They're pretty dumb, too. Like, they don't have a lot. They're just, like, dumber animals.
Right?
Yeah, they have a lot to say.
You can take that shit?
Well, I mean, it's not wrong. I'm not here to fucking defend koalas. They're also filled with chlamydia. They're riddled with the shit.
Maybe, yes.
So if Lewis the koala wasn't burnt to death, he would have given someone a complete an STI. But a bit like Lewis the person, really.
But it's funny stuff, Nate. Really good. So, that's a good, clear edit point. So... Yeah, but it's just going to give another koala chlamydia, and koalas are 100% riddled with chlamydia, so it's sort of a non-issue.
They give people chlamydia.
How?
They piss on them. If you get koala piss in you, on you, even if you get it in your eyes.
How would you get koala piss
in your eyes?
In
your eyes.
You're holding a koala because they're adorable.
You're holding it. It pisses all over you. You might get it in an open sore. It might get in your eyes. It might get in your mouth. I don't know. They piss on people, and they give them chlamydia. That's just the thing.
Okay, but
if you're standing under a tree with your mouth open,
saying "Please piss in my mouth, koala."
Also, I think people are regularly fucking koalas, and this is just nobody's talking about it.
Well, they are slow. They're very slow. They're very cuddly.
Are they a slow creature?
Of course. Oh man, you could fucking hold down a koala easy. You could catch up to it.
And if you grew even up fucking teddy bears,
oh my
it's
god,
kind of a fantasy come true.
Next true. Year, Skankfest Australia, here it comes.
Can we see a koala's pussy? Could I do it? Let me see a koala pussy. Just cut to Nate. Yeah, so look, I feel bad because we did watch it burning to death and
now it's dead.
I had to look at an old lady without her shirt on.
That was tough. I knew as I sent you that video, I was like, this is gonna be at least 10 minutes of making fun of this woman's body.
I've let my food digest. I could probably go for some pie at this point, maybe some fresh coffee. Oh, it's Bobby that's serving. That's right. I looked right at Shannon again.
Force of habit.
Shannon, you're going to have some pie, right?
No. I don't like sweet stuff, really. It's all for you
Nate,
guys.
You're not going to have some fucking pumpkin pie?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, I bet if it was fucking didgeridoo salad, you'd be fucking...
I mean, I've not eaten didgeridoo.
Chomping down.
I miss didgeridoo salad. Yeah. It reminds me of home.
Yeah.
What are Australian desserts?
Yeah, if it was a fucking blooming onion, you'd be fucking, oh, all right, mate, all that right now. All that right now.
Alice Springs chicken?
Oh, some wallaby pudding. We have like Lamingtons, pavlova, you know, good shit.
What the fuck is that?
Lamingtons is like it's like a cake that's like chocolate and it's covered in desiccated coconut, and then a
ew, there's shit, there's shit coconut all over it. I know what words are. Don't fight. Yeah, exactly. You didn't think I know.
Bit of wordplay. Well done.
Mm, thank you very much.
And then pavlova is like meringue with like cream and fruit all over it. It's good shit.
Sure, dude. It's fine. Mean, it's fine.
You've never eaten it, so.
It's fine, dude. I just live in New York
City.
That's
a Lamington.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
You've not eaten it.
That literally looks like a piece of shit covered in snow.
All right, well,
it looks like snowy shit. It looks like if your dog takes a shit and during the snowstorm and you wait 84 seconds and you look at it, you're like, that's what it looks like.
It's like a dog shit.
It looks like delicious Australian dessert.
That doesn't look tasty. That brown lump covered in white stuff doesn't look good to you.
Are you describing me again?
Sport, you shit in my coat.
God damn it.
Now, things we do want to eat. Where's that koala pussy?
Oh, yeah. Whose phone's ringing?
I bet it's my phone over and over and over again.
Just
it's
ruining the show.
Shit. Over and over and over again. Please. Oh, please. No, nothing important there.
This is good content. You can I'm still thinking about koala pussy. GasDigital.com. Yeah, I want to say I've never seen a koala's pussy. Would you believe it? You'd think it's in my blood, but I've not.
Chlamydia.
I've never just read it, but I've never seen one.
Do you think it looks like probably think. like a dog's pussy?
Also, like their bodies are like because they're always on trees, so their bodies are kind of curved.
Mm.
So, like they would probably not have sex like doggy style, like how most other animals do.
You reckon?
I don't know.
You reckon the only way to get one, you got to be in a tree like to fuck a koala? Position?
You haven't been able to find a koala pussy. That's crazy.
I haven't found a. There's some things are saying there's three vaginas on a koala.
Well, get two friends and let's go to Australia.
And also, I just need to get a picture of one of them. Show me the one in the middle.
Mm. The good one. The used one.
It's mostly of. It looks like pregnancies. Here, hold on. This
pregnancy?
Is the best.
They're showing a baby coming out of it, which is the least sexy thing on earth. But fine.
Like that's
all right. Yeah, it's just a little, vag.
That's not little.
Let me see.
Yeah, but it's getting stretched out for a baby.
Here's a penis.
There you go.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, you're right. There's very few pictures. I guess no one's had the.
I can definitely pleasure a female koala much. Oh, look at that face. She's wanting it. Aw, look at the little baby koala coming out of that fucking big old cavernous cunt.
Good eye! Good eye! Tastes like chlamydia in here!
But where's the butthole?
Yeah.
If that's the vagina.
Pretty confusing.
Yeah.
What a mystery animal.
Their vagina's just a giant hole in their stomach.
It's weird.
But they also have a pouch, right? Are they
they're not a marsupial.
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 How many marsupials are there?
There's kangaroos, there's wallabies, there's probably something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine wombat? Just,
the fact that they even get their own fucking category is psychotic. Marsupial? No, dude. They got pouches. It's fine. They're mammals.
But they function
they're
differently
mammals.
To other
They're mammals. Their pouches were there. And I'll say this right now.
Go on.
Dolphins are fish. Fuck off.
All right.
Fuck off.
Whales?
Fish. It's a big fucking fish.
It's a big fucking fish.
This whole mammal thing is so stupid.
Make it
easier. I'm dealing with a six-year-old, okay? Hmm. So I'm explaining to him what a mammal is, and it's like, okay, well, yeah, I guess it gets a little confusing when you deal with we're throwing fish in there.
It's not confusing. It's really just, not it's confusing at all. It's the same principles, though. Warm-blooded, give live birth. It's like all the same things.
Has a fin, is a fish.
I mean, that criteria
swims underwater, lives in the ocean. I mean, what am I describing here, Zach?
So set them on fire. I don't know what to tell you.
Get a bunch of money.
I'm sick of dolphins being more important than tuna. Like, what is going on with that?
They're so much smarter.
Not if they get caught with the rest of the tuna.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a level playing field if I ever heard
That's
one.
That's a dumbass dolphin if you ask me.
And they rape like a good mammal.
Like a good mammal.
Rape! 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 On the first fucking date!
It's a great drop.
Bobby, real quick.
Yep, what's up?
Give me a dolphin sound effect.
Like vocally? Or
no, a fucking dolphin sound effect. Oh, you want to do it? You can do it. Like that's fine. That, all right, ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Rape, 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 rape on the first fucking date.
Haunting. Shannon seems to have enjoyed that quite a lot.
It's the dolphin's favorite song.
Yeah. Let's bring back the memories of having sex with Lewis.
Yeah, she loves it. So, yeah, but that's the thing where it's like, why are dolphins' lives more valuable than a tuna? And what metric are they smarter than tuna? So it's like they're like, oh, dolphins have their own language. Mm. Okay, they don't fucking learn other languages. Who gives a shit?
What do you mean?
That's not smart.
Like, if you saw a dolphin speaking French, you'd be
I'd be like,
all
that's
right.
A fucking smart-ass dolphin right there.
Do you know another language?
I can do a French accent pretty good. Thank you for asking. I am a dolphin, yes. Yeah, oui. Je m'appelle dolphin.
Dolphins could be doing accents.
Dougie, dolphins, that wasn't that the thing? They were saying, I think it's dolphins as well, but in Blackfish, that documentary about the killer whales, they have different like dialects, mm-hmm. right? So it's like you go to different parts of the ocean. It's like these killer whales couldn't communicate with each other. So they put these big fucking beasts into a tank with each other and they can't communicate. And then everything they hear is just fuck you. So yeah. They just start attacking each other and murdering each other. And they're like, oh, it's great. Bring the kids in.
Oh, it's like putting Cubans and Puerto Ricans together. Yeah.
It's not going to end well. So... But dolphins, I feel like we give them a lot of credit for how smart they are, but tell me something that's smart about a dolphin. It's always some fish shit, right? Where they're like, oh yeah, dude, dolphins are really smart, dude. They're the only ones who will like fucking...
recognize their reflection.
Yeah, some stupid shit. Who cares? Who cares? That's not smart. If there was a guy here and it was like, look, he recognizes his fucking reflection. Like, he's still a fucking booger.
What? Yeah, straighten your glasses out.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not really. Can you clarify? You're saying if
my standard of smart is based off of human intellect, not based off of the fact compared to other fish.
Dolphins can do shit that you can't.
Math.
Like math, communicate, probably run a business better.
Write more comedy.
There's probably dolphins with a better set than you.
I don't agree with that.
An entertaining live show.
Entertaining live show.
Oh, we should feed Lewis fish in between jokes. Fuck it!
They're notoriously talented mimics.
Oh, so like soda.
They do. Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah, I'm here in this tank. Dig it. Dolphins are very intelligent. They're notoriously talented mimics and quick learners.
So you don't have a lot
they
of that.
They demonstrate
empathy,
self-awareness, innovation. Problem solving.
You can't do any of this.
Innovation, teaching skills, grief, joy,
and playfulness.
And playfulness. Yeah, fine. They have a lot of emotions that I don't have. That's not smart. That's not smart. Oh, you would rather have a dolphin as a boss than me.
That'd be so
what
much
does
fun.
It pay?
Shannon really would too. What a fucking so moron.
That'd be great. But they have more. I totally forgot what I was going to say, but the fact that they have emotions, most animals don't have that.
Sure. And what by what metric though? How do we even know they have emotions?
Because when another animal dies, they'll grieve. They have like ceremony.
How do we know they're grieving? They're underwater. There's no tears. The tears will be wiped away immediately.
They do.
And their faces don't change. That's they don't. Right. They like look. I'm because... frowning.
But they study them.
Bobby, pull up a picture of dolphin frowning right now.
Dolphin
frowning. I want to see a dolphin sad face, you fucking assholes. Because they always say dolphins are happy. Watch. Bet you the dolphin frowning is the exact same face as a dolphin happy.
That doesn't mean it's got nothing to
do. They don't communicate their emotions the same way we do.
I know. They go, eh.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's
good. That's how I do it. I'm just sick of being attacked. Stop attacking me. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm a genius and I get nothing.
I'm a genius. There you go. Look
at
this
frowning dolphin. Is that a frowning dolphin? That's a smiling dolphin.
I mean, that's the best I could find.
Does it say that's a frowning dolphin?
When I Googled frowning dolphin, that was
like the
first
it's
image
going
that
down
came
in
up.
The corners.
It is the file though is called smilingdolphin.jpg. I don't know how you would make that a frown though. Yeah, you'd have to probably burn it like that dog.
I've never hung out with a dolphin. So maybe when I do that, because I'm taking my kid, I think I want to take my family to Jamaica, to a villa. I've decided against the Gas Digital crew. I think I'm going to bring my family instead to a villa. I think that's a much better thing to do. My aunt's going to die eventually. I feel like this is probably a better thing. You guys are going to be around forever. So, yeah, we'll do that, I think. And they're near, in Ocho Rios, there's a dolphin, you know, dolphin patty spot where you eat dolphin patties.
Are you serious? Delicious.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Have you never had dolphin meat? You never had dolphin meat, Nate?
No, I've never eaten dolphin meat. I'm like, not. Go on.
Tastes like tuna.
I believe that.
It does.
My dad ate crocodile meat once. He went to a crocodile farm. He ate like a chicken Caesar, well, crocodile Caesar salad. But then he went to a thing where he got to play with a baby crocodile. And he was so overcome. He just like dropped it and threw up like immediately because he couldn't handle being around it.
Because he was making more room to eat that.
He's like, I want a fresh one.
I would have bit that baby crocodile's head right off his body.
Yeah, like Ozzy Osbourne.
And you know what a crocodile would do to you? He would eat you. He would eat a human Caesar salad in a heartbeat.
Probably.
In a heartbeat, doggy.
Human Caesar salad.
He would.
That's true.
Now, is this to make up for the time you told James you're going to swim with dolphins, but then you were like hundreds of miles away from where dolphins were?
No dolphins in Puerto Rico, which I had issues.
Yeah.
I had issues with
See,
that.
They are smart.
You had issues. Stay away from the violence. But just this whole sort of smarter than, you know, they're all sort of stupid as fuck, dog. You know? Mm-hmm. All these animals.
What are you saying?
I'm saying they're stupid.
Right.
I'm saying compared to other animals, they may be smarter than other animals.
Right.
But why are we sort of, I genuinely don't understand why a dolphin is of more value than a fucking donkey.
I don't think they're of more value. They just have higher intelligence.
If you kill a dolphin, people will freak the fuck out on you.
Yeah.
I think is they're so smart, which is the problem I think people are having with pigs now and why people are trying to pull away from eating bacon.
Yeah.
Because they're so smart. So people feel bad about eating smarter animals.
Same thing. Tell me a smart thing a pig has done once.
Bobby.
Produces this podcast.
Oh.
Boom! All day!
Bobby, I'm sorry.
Bobby, such a great.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Tell me a smart thing a pig does.
Charlotte's Web.
It's not real. Pigs are actually considered the fifth most intelligent animal in the world, even more intelligent than dogs, and are capable of playing video games. Doggy. If
they could play Fortnite
with me, fine. Fine. If a pig could get a dub with me on Fortnite and live until the end of the game, I'll give up eating pork. Find me that pig. Find me that pig.
If they're that smart, wouldn't they figure out how to make themselves taste worse?
Yeah.
That's true. Or at least escape. I mean, they do escape. There's a lot of pigs escape a lot.
I saw an article when I was looking up stuff of a pigs that killed a woman. She got locked outside of her house and pigs killed her.
Yeah.
Just ate her.
They just fucking ate her?
Yeah.
But how did they get her down? Was she injured already?
I didn't read the article because we have the ban on the animal talk, which this is all we've talked about the whole episode.
I would fucking destroy a pig in any physical.
They get real big though.
They do get real big. It doesn't matter. Wild boar as well. If a wild boar came at me, dude, I would fucking kick it so hard in the side of its head, it would fucking not know what hit it.
Can you wrestle a pig when we're in Texas?
Sure.
That would be fun.
Nice.
Let's do it. I don't give a shit. I'll wrestle a pig, then I'll eat it live. I'll bite its ass right in front. It starts squealing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Usually, most
that's kind of what you do at every skank fest.
Oh,
buddy.
Damn it. You made me do it.
That's all right. All right. So what happened here? Let me look at your dumb fucking notes. What else was this? I was supposed to talk about one other thing. What was it? Oh, yeah. I'm trying to buy an iPhone 11, and I can't.
Why?
Because Metro PCS.
I literally was going to make the joke. Fucking, and then I was like, don't do it.
They let you do an iPhone 11, but you can't buy an iPhone 11 online from them. And then when you try to go to any Metro PCS store, they're like, nah, son, we out. That's the reaction. I'm going like, I just want to buy I've been trying to buy an iPhone 11 for like 2 weeks now. And I don't know what to do here.
You can't buy it through the internet and go
the internet. I'm a little bit concerned with buying it through like a third party seller on the internet. Because they're like, it has to be unlocked, right? So that's what Metro PCS, they let you put an iPhone on it, but it has to be an unlocked phone, which I don't even understand what that fucking even means.
Maybe don't go to a Metro PCS in Harlem.
Are you only going to the same Metro PCS?
Get a Verizon.
There's no Metro PCS in white neighborhoods, if that's what you're implying.
I see.
If you look for Metro PCS in the Upper West Side, just Google it.
You find a check cashing / Metro PCS.
But if you go to like Metro PCS's website, you can't like order it through there?
Yeah. No. Really?
Nope.
It's almost like they're a shit company.
iPhone doesn't want to be associated with Metro PCS, and they make them jump through a lot of hoops. But I like it. $60 a month, I get unlimited everything. I have good service. I have Wi-Fi calling out of the country, meaning that when I'm out of the country, I turn my Wi-Fi on. I can take calls. It's a whole to-do.
You get service in here?
Yeah. Hmm? Well, you don't?
No, I do. I'm just seeing if you do.
Why'd you text me something?
No, I didn't text you anything. Do you want a text? I can send you a text.
Shush your dick.
It's just, what do you think about that? It's under the table.
I like it.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I'm very tempted to get one too. Because I need to 11? Upgrade my phone. Yeah. My phone doesn't work. Yeah. And that 11 is, and I never fall for iPhone shit.
Well, are you going to get like the Pro and all that other shit?
I want
with the 11,
12 I really around? Want it.
What about it?
That's crazy.
What the three it? Cameras?
Oh, that's what's doing it?
Yeah.
I don't care about that. The iPhone 11, what's the difference between the regular iPhone 11 and the iPhone 11 Pro X fucking dickhead fuckface series?
I think it is the camera thing. And then
but yeah, isn't the iPhone 11 camera going to be really nice? Isn't it like the same camera that's in the iPhone 10?
No, they've added another lens, haven't they? There's like,
no, it's three lenses.
I'm saying the regular
iPhone. This has three lenses.
What is that?
That's a S10.
This is called the Wallaby 6. it's a strictly Australian phone. You can only dial numbers in Australia.
Call 1-8 Woozle Wazzle.
Skibbly do. And then you take this down there. I don't know why I turned into a southern accent. There we go. All right. We need to.
You're killing it today, dude. You can mimic things like a dolphin.
I can mimic anything. Go ahead, go.
Hi.
My name's Nate. I'm a faggot. I'm a big faggot. Well, I love to suck dick.
I can't tell who's talking. It's very convincing.
I know. That was your inner monologue.
That was me. Just constantly.
Suck that dick right there, Nate.
Oh, there's a big dick.
It wants to be in your mouth, Nate.
Oh, get that dick in my mouth easily.
It wants to be in your mouth. Just go up to it. Start sucking it. Nobody's going to care. What's the worst that could happen?
These people are your friends. They won't mind if you just put a dick in your mouth. Go on, mate.
You're not
your inner monologue is more Australian than me. Treat yourself, mate. Go on. You've wanted a dick for a long time. No need to be shy. Oh.
I know it's not your birthday, but treat yourself,
treat
mate.
Treat yourself, mate.
Be all your secret.
Yeah, the secret. In front of all these people.
Anybody, you just put the dick in your mouth, you say thank you very much, good day,
have a good one, I'll see you later on, and yeah, you take off. No one needs to know.
Wait, he's looking at you. Nope. Stop, mate, stop looking at him.
Look away from the dick. Don't let anyone know. If you look at the dick too long, people will know.
You know what, Nate? Nice forget dick. It was a bad idea. Abort mission.
Okay.
But you're homosexual, but you're also a pussy. You're afraid.
I was a very impulsive gay person. Every time I just see any dick, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a pretty good dick. Probably fit that in my mouth.
Maybe just touch it. Reach out there, mate.
Just brush against it, see how it feels, and then just see if you can smell it from here.
Godfrey will be here later.
That'll be interesting. Wouldn't mind seeing his pain.
Shit.
All right. Bet he's friendly to the gays.
All right.
What are you doing? Are you looking at an iPhone?
No, I wish I was, though. I'm thinking about switching, though.
To what?
I'm thinking about switching to just a different service because I don't want to deal with the shit anymore.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
It's probably time.
Why, Shannon?
I mean, this instance alone, you can get whatever phone you want on any other reputable network.
You just go one of the many Verizon stores that are around or whatever service you choose.
I wish I had a fucking answer here. I really do. I wish I had an answer here.
Oh, there's no contract with Metro PCS, right?
No, yeah.
So you can just switch.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
But it's like half the money of your fucking dumb phones.
That's not true.
How much is your phone per month?
I have like a family plan. So like everyone, like my parents like and us, like we're all on the same plan.
You're a fucking
but
piece
it's like
of shit.
It's like
you're a bitch.
You have a family.
Yeah, you know what, Shannon? Totally get the family. Fuck out of here. I'm sick of your shit.
This is great.
It's not much more than what you're paying. I think it's under $60 a month.
Yeah, if I had a family to get on a plan with, I guess I could also do that, Shannon. Fine. But Metro PCS is for lonely brown people.
But what if like you and B go on an account?
It's not my family. Shit. Don't bring up B on the show anymore. God damn it.
New band. We got to put that on the whiteboard.
B's name. Gone. In fact, the letter B. Off the show. No B words. No B words.
All right. Okay. We'll see how long
you were an affoon.
All right. All right. Next subject.
You can subscribe.
We have like 15 minutes left. Don't you want to do the state of the network? Or no,
yeah, shouldn't
the
we
gripes,
talk about the podcast? Gripes? We got to do gripe, gripe.
We're not doing gripe, gripe. Who said we're doing gripe, gripe?
You said that on the last episode.
And you made us write lists of what we're thankful
for. We're
not
doing any of that. We're not getting to any of it. I made you just do the work because I wanted to know you were there.
The unfamiliar feeling of being forced to do prep only to not have it amount to anything.
I know. Forced to do prep. You sound like Zex.
Nice. Anyone on this network should be forced to do prep.
Zach, there you
better.
Go.
Thank you. Thank you. It was better.
Should we ding it?
Zach, say it again.
Anyone on this network should be forced to do prep.
There Very good.
Beautiful. What happened to this woman at a GameStop?
So this was a... I mean, the video kind of speaks for itself. The link is in there. But I don't understand what the mindset behind it was and what she was trying to prove. And it's insane.
Can I just say this real quick before we play this video? Okay. GameStop is hell on earth.
Yeah, it's not good.
I can't believe people buy physical games anymore it's when mental. You just download them. Every time you go to GameStop, it's a oddly hood no matter where you go.
Yeah.
Everyone that works there is miserable and it's just screaming children. Like, GameStop is a nightmare.
It's the worst.
Establishment.
Yeah, it's not great. I think it's less popular than it used to be, so it's not, I think, not as bad.
Yeah, but the people that are still buying physical copies of games now are probably a lower quality of human.
Yeah. I've only been there to buy a controller. You go there to get that sort of stuff.
But you get that on Amazon for the same price.
I wanted to get like a secondhand cheap one, so I went there. Yeah. Big mistake.
You could also do that on Amazon for cheaper.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'm the human filth that goes to GameStop.
Yeah. You're garbage.
You're looking at
I've gone there recently, too. But it's also because I'm like old school. I like to just go and sort of speak to somebody. You know, I'm not a fucking
gamer. Abuse someone, blame them for my problems.
That's
it's BAM!
Yeah, I like to when I talked about this recently. I don't like to shop at a supermarket when I buy food. I don't do Amazon Fresh or any of that shit because I'm not going to be inspired. If I want to get some fucking look at that, some raspberry sorbet. I would have never just thought about raspberry sorbet had I not seen it. Had I not been passing
sorbet?
Sorbet.
What the fuck kind of madness is this?
What do you mean? What's the problem with sorbet?
Sorbet.
It's not a real word.
It's my special type of sorbet. You guys don't know. You don't know about sorbet. Oh, you're talking about sorbet. I'm not talking about sorbet.
I'm sorry.
That's weird.
That's on me.
Plus, you can't steal grapes in a naked drink while you shop online.
It's also true. It's not stealing.
Yeah.
I think that...
Please dent this can before delivering.
Good. Go.
All right. Let's watch this. This is insane.
Good, Bobby. Get some volume. Remember, we always want the volume.
She's break dancing.
All right.
Isn't that... That's the... you can try PlayStation out if you want.
She's pissing on the controllers.
Big Xbox fan.
She's kind of hot.
How is she doing that?
She's not bad.
With a vagina.
You can't spray, Shannon?
Oh, I know, I haven't tried to do that.
Maybe there's a game coming out that she really wants and she was marking her territory.
Yeah. No one touched these controls. So, yeah.
I mean, in order to control the stream of pee like that.
Have you ever tried that?
No, but like, what are you gripping onto?
Do you maybe like put your finger over the hole?
like a hose.
Yeah, and like control it.
A lot of pressure behind
She was just purely.
You don't think she could pee? You don't think you could create pressure like that? I've seen chicks fucking spray out like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to hold it for a while and I'm going to test it out.
Do Kegels.
It's how fucking tight Shannon is, dude. Her pussy can't even fucking spray like that.
It's like a
crack in a dam. Just like a little bit of fucking just dripping out. Like, this is going to be a problem.
You don't pee from your pussy.
Yeah, you do. Wow, Shannon. What an idiot. What an idiot, everyone. I want to point out what a moron Shannon is. You don't pee from your pussy.
Fucking.
Wow.
What a moot.
It's not the place where the penis goes.
No, I know it's another hole, Shannon, but it's all part of your fucking puss.
So what does it have to do with being that being loose or tight?
Because your pussy's so tight that it's like sucking in, like almost like it's trying to create a black hole, like a vortex, like, and it pulls the hole from your,
like when Homer Simpson eats a lemon, it all
yeah, it just goes in.
So your urethra,
nice,
gets sucked into your fucking tight baby like pussy. Oh.
Nice, take that, dolphins.
Thank you. With that
baby like pussy,
I needed the scientific explanation.
Yeah, all right. Yes, so thank you very much.
Thank you, doctor.
Yes, got it.
Mm. Urethra, vulva. Lips.
Yes. Labia. Technical term. Lips.
Labia. So, yeah. Big labia. Small labia. Outer labia. Inner labia.
It's very good.
Hold on, there's more.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
The whole part. The perineum.
No, that's your penis.
Yeah. Shh.
No, that's the underside of your penis where it's most.
No, that's the taint, is the technical name for the taint. And the women also have perineums. You stupid fucking assholes.
That's what gets torn apart.
Holy shit. Wow. Dumb people all around me.
And what's the thing underneath the head of your dick?
That's your, oh, fuck, I don't know.
Frenum?
That's the frenulum.
Thank you.
There you go.
And I don't know that women have perineums, but I think, I don't know if it's also called, I know that women also have that, like, a little taint. But is it perineum?
Yeah, I think that's what gets ripped apart when you have a baby, that they have to sew back up.
Or when you fuck me.
What is it, episiotomy? What is that called? When they have to sew it back up?
Episiotomy.
Yeah. Did you hit a sound?
No, I just pressed the space bar. I was just practicing my timing.
You just practiced off the different stuff.
Look, we got a couple more minutes left here on the show. I did make you guys write a list of things about me that you're most thankful for this year. So Nate and Shannon, without further ado.
Did you get five?
No, I have,
I said five things, Shannon.
Okay.
I'll come up with two more.
I can do my five.
Go ahead, Nate, you go first.
All right, one, introducing me to Zach. Two, going on tour soon so I can have days off. Making me work with Shannon, I'm grateful for that. Being a source of income to me, I like that. And my last one, helping me pad out my resume so I can get a legitimate job in podcasting. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway. Do, 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 do.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. All right, Nate. Now, loud and clear, Nate. Loud and clear. It's all a test. And you pass that test with flying colors. Don't you worry about. You are going to fucking graduate on to some fucking bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
I don't need any help, Bobby. I got this. Thank you.
Did Bobby play that?
Yeah. Shannon Lee Heyer of the Thing Is podcast. Five things that you're most thankful for. But no, we're not going to edit this. Five things you're most thankful for about me specifically, you know, could branch out to, you know, Gas Digital, Realize Podcast, other things.
Oh,
as well.
I didn't realize. Okay.
Technically.
That'll help me with my last two.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm thankful for the boost in Instagram followers that Lewis helped me to get.
See, this is real stuff, Nate. Real stuff. She's actually thankful. Shannon, raise.
I was thankful for all that stuff.
Lying fuck. Go ahead, Shannon. More.
I'm thankful I don't usually have to wait more than a week for Lewis to give me money he owes me.
Say, that's why she gets paid. What came first, the horse or the cart?
What?
Chicken or the egg? Who knows, right? Maybe you fucking start being a little appreciative you get paid around here.
Okay.
Thankful Lewis only sexually harasses and demeans me instead of yelling at me like my male counterparts.
Egg fucking exactly.
Pretty good.
Stop yelling at her. Just try to fucking get in there. Get in there. Tight, tight puss.
Take notes, everyone.
Okay.
Now you've just got I'm thankful written.
Yeah, I had an idea.
What's the guy on the internet who's like bottom lip is like eating his face like the
Oh yeah, the old man with no teeth?
Yeah, yeah. That's what Shannon's pussy looks like.
It's got the eyes and everything.
Which part of it?
Yeah. The frenulums.
Yeah.
Shannon's pussy looks like Phoenix the dog.
That poor dog is so fucked.
See, Phoenix the dog, I would adopt him and make him a studio dog.
That'd be so good.
It's so funny.
Imagine, but you don't say anything. Oh, like, no. When new guests come.
Just every day, just fucking Monroe and Derek running out the door screaming.
It's a demon! it's a jackal!
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to improvise these last two. I'm thankful to Lewis and Gas Digital for taking on The Thing Is onto the network.
That's right. Edit that.
And thankful to Lewis and the network for making me a part of the shows. Wow. So that it expands the audience eventually for my show.
Very good.
Wow, Nate.
What?
Wow, Nate. I mean, that's how you fucking get a little bit of fucking... That's how you get me on top of you, pumping into you.
I'm glad I didn't
That's
do that.
That's how you get me.
I don't want you to fuck me, please.
Deeply making love to your body. See, this is what you don't understand, Nate. Maybe you should understand. Stroke a little ego. Stroke a little ego, baby boy.
And then what?
Stroke a little ego.
Right. I never thought of it like that.
I know you haven't, dude. That's your problem. You need to open your mind, expand your horizons.
Right. And then.
Okay. That's why Shannon's become the fucking best producer on this network.
Right.
That switched real quick.
Just now. That's it. Shut up, pig. I see you back there. Oh, I know. Oh, look at Bobby. He just wants to eat right now. I can tell he wants to eat. What a fucking slob.
Fucking hungry slam slut.
That deli lunch meat looks really good.
Shut up, Bobby.
You remind you anything?
Hard on it.
Oh, my God. How many fucking piles of Affliction t-shirts has Bobby been fucked in? What do you think? A lot.
Only one.
All right. There's really not much else. No. You know, what am I most thankful for, you ask?
Yeah, go on.
Being able to keep thoughts to myself. Zach? What are you most thankful for this year, Zach? This is the year. It's been a big year for you. Your professional wrestling career is taking off. You one day will get half of the money from this podcast. I'm not going to keep bringing it up. It's the last time I'm ever fucking mentioning it, and then I'm done. Go work for yourself. Work. I'm not your fucking manager. I'm not your agent. Okay? So what are you most thankful for, Zach?
Thankful that this is the year I feel like I finally found my voice on this show.
Yes.
I'm talking a little more. I'm doing bits. I got my dead koala in there. I got my burnt koala.
Your dead koala is fucking dope.
Yeah. I got Dark Web.
Dark Web Knight is phenomenal.
Fantastic. Yeah, I got characters there.
American Indian Zach.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's a new one that's okay. Sticking.
It's fine.
No, it's sticking. American Indian Zach is sticking around, okay? What else have you got?
That's it for right now.
You have me just really screamy, yelling me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're building a character repertoire, and I like that.
Yeah, I'm bringing more to the show. I'm happy about
bringing more to the show. I appreciate that, too. And this is why, Zach, you are going to get 40% of the revenue from this.
I lost 10%.
I mean, I thought about it. I mean, I should get more technically. Should I not? Anyway, whatever. Whatevs. Who cares?
You're also a lot more colorful this season.
I
really like the rainbows.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like the fact that you have a new outfit every week, Zach. Yeah, every show. He really fucking cares, guys. That's what we're looking for, okay?
Of all the second bananas on Puerto Rican's third most popular podcast.
It's true. But this one is, and this, I'm also thankful for this podcast. I'm thankful for this audience because I've said this before. You guys are more valuable than the average Believe You Me or Legion of Skanks fan. Those are fucking losers.
Mm.
They're losers. You guys are the ones. If you're listening to this show right now, you know what you are. You're a fucking warrior in the Gomite army. You're ready to fucking go and attack women and children really for no reason except for my whimsy. And I love that. And I love that about you guys. And you may not be very large in numbers. You may not be very large in white blood cell count. But you guys are fucking here to fucking party. And I appreciate it. And we're going to keep on doing this show for as long as I live. Which should be at least another 2 or 3 years. That's it.
That's last year without me. It's going to be sad.
It's going to be nuts. A sad show. Welcome to fucking...
Welcome to Lewis and Brendan.
Lopey Radio. That's it. All right. Look, it's been a fun one. This has been a good show. It's been a nice Thanksgiving. I'm going to go home after this. I got to prep for tomorrow's fucking dinner. Thank you. For tomorrow's dinner, which I'm very excited about cooking some of the stuff tonight. It's going to be a fun time, guys. I'll post some pictures. You guys get to see exactly what the fuck I got going on. Make sure you guys follow the Thing As podcast.
Thank you.
And Shannon's the best. Nate's the best. You guys are fucking... And I really mean this. Out of all the producers we have here, why is the music not playing?
He switched
still?
The camera. I do that sometimes too.
It's all right. It's still going to end. So
it's
just right. Keep talking.
Yeah,
shut the
end.
Fuck up. I got this. Okay, I got it. You know, forget the nice thing I was going to say. Forget it. You know what?
So close.
Forget it. How about that?
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
No, no. Cut that. Cut that all out.
Ding the bell.
I really want to hear the nice thing.
Nope, sorry, Shannon. Bobby fucked it up. He switched the camera, threw my rhythm off, then Nate started trashing me about not being able to end a show. So now you know what?
Now he's got
to
go home and start working on some grits for Eddie.
All right, you guys are the best. Thank you. We will check you guys on Friday. Karen Feehan, Micah Fox. Holy shit. Shame on returning to the network for one day. Bobby. What the fuck is going on?
It's on a timer. Once I hit the first time, it's going to go on.
You're on a mimer.
Still streaming, though.
Okay.